Recordings have started.
Okay. For the record, Ewart Lisser, I'm standing in for Nigel, who is in Tbilisi at the APTLD, as is Stephen. Can we have a roll call?
Yes, thank you. Welcome to the PDP on Retirement Working Group call on September 14th at 12 UTC. On today's call, we have Danko Jeftovic, Eberhard Lise, Marita Moll, Michaeli Nalon, Mirjana Tesic, Nayela Saras, Nenet Orlik, apologies from Peter von Rasta, Peter Koch, Jaap Akkerhoes, Martin Boyle, Peter Vergata, Barbara Povse, Stephen Deerhaeg, Elise Garrick, Debbie Monahan. As a reminder, if you are only on the phone bridge, please let yourself be known now. Hearing no one. As a reminder, these calls are recorded and transcribed. I would also like to remind participants to state your name before speaking for purposes of the transcript and to keep your phones and microphones muted to avoid any background noise. Thank you, and back to you, Eberhard.
Seeing that we have got more apologies than attendance, I'm really starting to have second thoughts about whether we should go through with this, but maybe we should go quickly and run through the action items and see how we get there. Hearing no objections, why don't you, Bart, go through the action items?
Yes. As requested on the last call, the Secretariat was asked to provide an overview of email exchanges on, in the early stages of the working group. It's included item 3. A full overview is available as well, but this is just focused on a certain area. The second item, so that's the availability for membership on the call of the ISO 3166 standard. If you don't have one copy yet, please contact Jaap Akkerhoes or the Secretariat, so that's me, and we'll get you a copy which will be earmarked or that will be marked and can be used for purposes of the work of this working group only. But if you want to receive a copy, please send an email to either Jaap or me directly, and we'll get you a copy. And action item 3, the presentation, so the outline of the presentation that Kim Davies gave 2 weeks ago has been circulated, and that action item is completed as well. Back to you, Eva.
Okay, I note that Ellen has joined us twice already, and I also note Nick Wemben-Smith has joined us. With regards to Kim Davies' presentation, I have worked on it for about 10 minutes to number the lines that we can make easier reference to make the documents we work with as easy as possible. I will share this through the list after Kim has given the okay with that. Any other issues or anybody else wants to say anything to action items? Oh, I also note Nigel Roberts connected. He will probably only be able to use the chat. I hear no. Nothing to action items, but we note Wafa Damani has joined. Work plan. What are the next steps? Where's my work plan?
Just for the record, we'll keep documents scrollable for everybody unless otherwise indicated. So the standard will be, documents will be scrollable. Thank you, Eberhard.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, we need to talk about how we are going to go about our work. And there has been some debate on the a list about, I have tried to push forward a little bit that we start using sort of a finite state way of defining what possible scenarios are there, what probable movements are there, then we don't really have to look at what triggers this beforehand. In other words, we first start with a collection of facts, then we do an analysis, and then we can start, when we have got all possible scenarios together, we start with the easiest and work our way down the list. At the same time, I have noticed that we use different terminology. Peter Koch managed to confuse me quite nicely. Everybody uses different terminology, and I find it very difficult for non-members or casual users, and later this will have to go through to some advisory committees where people always give opinion without reading. We should have it as easy as consumable as possible. Therefore, we were thinking of maybe when we come across a term, define it, sort of keep a living document running, and when everybody agrees on a definition, we keep it, we number it, and we then later put it in our glossary of our final report. Any comments on that so far? I don't see anything other than a bit of agreement on the chat. I don't really think that we have to look into what triggers a retirement, because we have to deal with it, whether it's triggered, who by whom it is triggered, and whatnot. The same applies to who triggers. We have had a little bit of discussion at the moment about the .su case. As much as I find it extremely interesting, it's not a retirement. We should maybe do a bird of a feather in Abu Dhabi. That means find a place maybe near a cafeteria or a bar and have some alcohol-free cool drinks. And find out what we can find out what happened. But it's not a retirement. It's actually an addition to the extended reserve, the extraordinary reserved list, like .uk and .eu, and we don't have a policy for that. The board has a resolution which makes sense. We should, however, note that there is no policy for the creation of a CCTLD if the code is on the ISO exceptionally reserved list. And when I look this a little bit further, I find that we don't even have a policy that states we have to create a CCTLD for every code on the assigned list. And that is, for example, an issue with regards to .um, which is on the assigned list, but it's not no CCTLD is actually created. Any comments further? Alan?
Thank you, Eberhard. I trust everyone could hear me. I certainly agree with you that .su is not a retirement, but as to what it is or is not, I'm not in position to render judgment because I'm not sure I have all of the facts on the table. And for me, I think .su may have been a situation where there might have been a retirement, I don't know, but certainly as we go forward and try and develop a policy, I would like us to be in a position to say, if we had this policy and we had the .su situation, what would have evolved? And that's how I'm looking at it. As I said on the list, I use this term pressure testing. So it is certainly an unusual case, And that's why I'm suggesting that if we can just get all of the facts out on the table, it would help us going forward to say, with our policy and given the what happened with SU, how would we have dealt with that within the confines of the policy? So that's why I'm suggesting that we simply just get all of the facts on the table. I'm not looking for a large discussion in the working group, but perhaps we could ask Kim just to bundle together whatever documentation or exchanges that are already in the public domain. They can be put on the wiki. That way everyone is using the same set of facts, and then we can move forward. I also have a comment on your issue on triggers, but I'll put that aside for the moment, and maybe we should just see if anyone has any other comments on .su. Thank you, Eberhard.
I see Danko.
Thank you. I think that having the information about this case could be helpful, not only for this work group, but also for the next one we expect after. And on another point, Eberhard mentioned the triggers of how the CCs are generated, and I don't see that only inclusion there is some echo. Someone mics his own. I don't see that only...
I hear lots of echo, and I cannot understand what you're saying. If in doubt, can you post this in the chat?
Okay.
My view here is not to stifle discussion or to dictate content. I actually think it's a very interesting case, and we should maybe debate it even on the list. And I think the suggestion to put on the stuff on the wiki is also helpful. My understanding is also that one of the .su guys is on this working group, so it might be a good idea that we look at making a bird of a feather session in Abu Dhabi, where we get together and have an hour or two over a drink or so and discuss these things, so we all know where we are. In a way, the ISO code was moved from assigned maybe to transition and then to exceptionally reserved, but the net effect is not a retirement. Yeah, but in the end, we need to define what we say terminology, so we know exactly what we're talking about. We need to know to have the scenarios, the possible scenarios, movement from list A to list B, any possible scenario that is possible, and then take it from there. I see Nenad.
Thank you. In my opinion, SU case is interesting in the point of, is there a situation where a retirement process should be stopped? And how and why? It can be connected to what triggers the retirement. So if you want all the possible scenarios, one of the scenarios could be termination of retirement. And that's how I see the SU case. So in that case might be useful to know some details about it. Did you manage to hear me? Sorry.
I'm back on from mute. I see no other hand. I don't mind. Maybe we should start listing all possible scenarios, and if it fits in one of those scenarios, I'm not so much against for dictating content here as vice chairing this, But I feel, personally, I feel this is not a retirement. They managed to get themselves into exceptionally reserved, and that's it. Okay, I'm also seeing here some comments on the side chat, which is very small. It's difficult to read. I also note that Barak has joined the call on the phone only. That Denko said, which in my view is correct, that creation of the CCTLD is within the remit of this working group. I fully agree with this, but what I think we should do, if we find that there is no policy for something, we should note it, report it to council, and move on. Okay. Nenad, you can take your hand down if you're finished, and if there is anybody else who wants to say anything, please raise your hands, otherwise we move on. So, next steps, what are we going to do really? I see here in the chat that Denko supports the finite state approach. I hear nothing further, so maybe we move on to the next agenda point and leave it at there. Can you bring the agenda up again, Kim? So far, we would be talking now about work plan, and I would think we'll discuss it a little bit further on the list so that the others are also not available. But we haven't really heard much objection to try the finite state approach. So maybe get all your scenarios that you can think of and put them on the list. Is there any other business? Sorry, before I do that, Alan had made a reference that he wanted to say something, but he hasn't said that yet. Okay, probably forgot that. Is there any other business? That doesn't seem to be the case. The next meeting will then be in 2 weeks. At what time? That would be 6 o'clock UTC, isn't it?
6 p.m. UTC, 1800 UTC, in 2 weeks. Okay. That was bad.
Alan writes in the chat that he would like to have a discussion on what triggers about retirement. It's also an interesting topic, but it won't really, and I'm not trying to stifle it again, but I personally feel, what does this help us, other than that we sit together and discuss a debate, a topic? If it's moved from one state to the other, we must then look at whether this qualifies as a retirement. Therefore, maybe describe all the states possible, all the different movements possible, and then we can agree on what we would think is a retirement, and then we take it from there. Next meeting at 1800 UTC in 2 weeks, Thursday. If I don't hear or see anything else, we are done much earlier than we thought. I hear or see nobody, so I think we can close this call. Thank you very much. Sorry, there is Nick Wemben-Smith. Wemben-Smith is typing something. Oh, he says I'm efficient. Yeah, as I said before, it's my dual German-Dutch efficiency. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and goodbye.